People who watch health statistics have long been puzzled by what's been called the Latino health paradox. Despite higher rates of poverty, Latinos in Sonoma County have a significantly higher life expectancy than other groups. The average life expectancy for Latinos is 88 years, compared to white non-Hispanics at 81 or 82 years. Researchers dug deeper,
then looked specifically at U.S.-born Latinos versus foreign-born Latinos, and we see differences in life expectancy between those two groups. So foreign-born Latinos are living the longest at about 89 years compared to U.S.-born Latinos at 84 years.
Katz can't say for certain why foreign-born Latinos are living longer than U.S.-born Latinos in Sonoma County, but she finds the five-year gap concerning. She believes social inequality and racism may be at play. She cites data from Sonoma County's free crisis counseling service, California Hope.
Among their Latino population, the clients that they're serving, the largest concerns have to do with immigration and immigration policy and rhetoric and how that's causing anxiety and fear. We know that stress, right, is not good for our health, and we know that stress and trauma impact us physically and mentally, and living in an environment that has increased social stressors, of which racism is one form, is one of the risks, I think, that we're concerned about. There's lots of research being done currently.
Katz adds that 24% of Latinos in Sonoma County live in extreme poverty. They're also more likely to describe their own health as poor.
Self-reported health status is a really powerful predictor of future morbidity and mortality, so it's helpful when we're planning health interventions and looking towards the future. And Latinos in our county are about three times more likely to report fair or poor health than whites. About 32% of Latinos report fair or poor health compared to about 11% of whites. And not only is that disparity notable, but it's also notable in light of thinking about the different age distributions of the two populations. So our white population's median age is about 51 years, or our Latino population is about 29. So there's a dramatic difference in age, and yet the younger population is assessing their health status for fair or poor much higher than the white population. And then on that, we'll also add that our American Indian, Alaskan Native population has a high rate of reporting fair or poor health as well.
There are a few reasons why the average lifespan of Latinos living in Sonoma County may be longer than other groups, despite higher poverty rates.
There are a variety of factors that I think are protecting this life expectancy advantage that Latinos have. One is that generally they have lower rates of substance use than the white non-Hispanic population, generally see lower rates of smoking. So those are some of the protective health benefits. And then community support and social cohesion that may serve also as a protective factor for the Latino community.
Katz's presentation was a part of a day-long examination of Latino health and what dozens of nonprofits and government agencies are doing to improve it. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.